The State Department of Justice is about to settle a lawsuit in a PFAS contamination case in northeastern Wisconsin. Firefighting foam is the source of the forever chemicals. For decades, Tyco Fire Products tested the foam outdoors. The lawsuit alleges the company knew PFAS had seeped into the soils and groundwater back in 2013, but it didn't notify DNR until 4 years later. Right now, the DNR is supplying bottled water to 75 households in the Marinette-Peshtigo area. The state is seeking a monetary penalty from the company, along with a full investigation and cleanup of PFAS contamination at and around Tyco's Fire Technology Center. While it's a step in the right direction, many area residents remain uncertain, not knowing when they'll have a permanent safe source of drinking water and who's going to pay for it. Here's WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.
Tyco tested firefighting foam outside its Fire Technology Center in Marinette from 1962 to 2017. Johnson Controls merged with Tyco in 2016. Last week, Johnson Controls announced it's close to settling with the State Department of Justice. The company says it's pleased, quote, "The agreement we are finalizing recognizes the work Tyco has taken proactively." But many residents in the area don't think the company has been proactive. They've been living in a state of uncertainty about if and when they'll be able to turn on their tap and know the water is safe to drink. Residents began asking for answers starting in 2017, and most recently in a crowded technical college classroom in Marinette in September. That's when the DNR held its first public meeting in the area in more than 2 years.
If you could all please raise your hands, that would help.
One of the first people in the crowd to raise their hand was Katie Magnan. She argued Tyco has assumed responsibility for PFAS in too small of an area beyond the site where it tested firefighting foam.
The Tyco plume was established, and now there's an expanded area. How is it that that expanded area is not Tyco's concern?
The boundary the company drew doesn't include Magnan's property, which she says is just a mile away from the line. Yet, Magnan's well is contaminated. She's been drinking water provided by the DNR. Christine Seeger of the DNR's Remediation and Restoration Program says Magnan's property is one of more than 70 households the DNR has stepped in to help, because Johnson Controls has not. The company claims those properties fall outside the contaminated area it's responsible for.
So that's a point that the DNR and JCI have been in disagreement on over time. We've said we think that they haven't defined degree and extent of the plume, and they feel that they're taking care of all of the contamination that they caused.
Roger Kreideman came to the meeting looking for advice. He bought land outside Marinette because he and his wife longed for a rural, peaceful setting. Kreideman says the property is about 100 yards beyond the line drawn by Johnson Controls.
I'm in the process of building my forever home. Last year when I purchased my property, I was told we do not have PFAS.
Still, Kreideman decided to test a small pond on his land.
And it came back at almost 9 parts per trillion of PFOA.
Finding the forever chemical in his pond made Kreideman worry about what he'd find if he dug a well.
I'm $250,000 into my project already. Now, do I risk the chance of putting in my own well and paying for it, and then finding out that I have PFAS in my well? Or do I just seek counsel and go after them?
Kyle Burton of the DNR wasn't able to offer much help. He's with the agency's drinking and groundwater program.
As far as what your recourse is now, it falls into the conversation we had before. We're working on it. It's not something that we have the ability to answer now.
No one will know if people like Roger Kreideman or Katie Magnan will get help until the details of the DOJ settlement with Johnson Controls are announced. When that does happen, a local nonprofit that organized around the PFAS issue called Save Our Water is calling on the Department of Justice to hold a public meeting to explain the terms of the settlement. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.